Macmillan Audio presents A Borrowing of Bones by Paula Monnier. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. Life is only a borrowing of bones. Pablo Neruda. Thursday, July 1st. Chapter 1. Grief and guilt are the ghosts that haunt you when you survive what others do not. Mercy Carr survived, and so did Sergeant Martinez's dog. Nearly a year after her best friend died in Afghanistan, she rose at dawn and took Elvis on another long hike through the Vermont woods. A tired dog was a good dog. At least, that's what the sergeant used to say. Good was a relative term. Mercy was not Martinez, and Elvis knew it. The bomb-sniffing Belgian shepherd missed his handler and his mission, just as she did. Every morning they marched off their grief, mile after mile in the mountains, where the cool greens of the forest could chase away the dark ghosts of the desert, at least until night fell. But not today. Today, the wilderness held a hush that unnerved her, the same sort of hush that Martinez always called a disturbance in the force when they went out on patrol. Bad things usually followed. The dog didn't seem